What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Hello, everyone. I'm sitting here right now, and I don't know. I guess you guys could also tell me if you would like this, but I never tell you guys in advance who's coming on the show. But here we fucking go. I'll tell you. Esther Perel. That's how you pronounce her name. I will admit I wasn't sure if it's Esther or Esther. It's Esther Perel. That's how you pronounce it. And someone DM'd me because on the show, I had to do an advertisement for a new television show. And the person starring in it and also directed it is Mendy Kaling, who is a huge comedian and actress. There was someone literally that DM'd me, "It's so embarrassing that you don't know how to fucking pronounce Mindy Kaling's name correctly. You should know that and have respect for her because she's a comedian in the space." I have a team of people that send me these things, and in parentheses on the fucking docket, it says, "Alex, please pronounce it as so. Mendy Kaling." Esther Perel is coming on the show in a couple weeks. I'm so excited. I read her book, Mating in Captivity, but Esther is a psychotherapist. I remember actually Laren and I did an episode where we talked about her book, Mating in Captivity. We did like the first couple chapters. If you guys want to go back and listen to that, it was Free Therapy and Drugs for All. But anyways, I'm obsessed with her. All of her books are so incredible. And so Esther is coming on the show, not this week, but next week. So I got her game. She has a game out and it's called Where Should We Begin? I have the thing right in front of me and it says, created by a therapist, podcast host, and author, Esther Perel. Also, I'm not getting paid to do this. Oh, that was another thing that happened. This past week, someone DM'd me and was like, how does the podcast world work? Because I went on Jackie Schimmel's podcast and I was like, haha, she should have paid me. I was on fire. It was a joke. And everyone was like, wait, isn't that how it works? Don't you pay people to go on your show? I have never, nor will I ever pay someone to come on Call Her Daddy. That, just stating that there. I don't know why so many people were so interested by that. And I know that there are some other podcasts that do pay. I'm just saying for Call Her Daddy, I have never paid someone to come on the show. It's so crazy. People are like, wait, how do you make money then? I thought that's why you got that big Spotify deal, so that you could use that money to pay bigger guests. No, that's not how it works. Remember the ad that I read that some of you thought I mispronounced the name, which I didn't? That's how podcasts make money, is through advertisements and advertisers, not through guests. Daddy Gang, they're here for you. Everyone that comes on knows your, oh my God, I cannot wait for you guys to hear Esther refer to the Daddy Gang. In the episode, you guys are going to die. It's fucking incredible. I was like, okay, I can die happy now that Esther is like, Daddy Gang. It was so good. So if you guys are interested in, I never know, which I think is, I guess, the beauty of Call Her Daddy, right? I'm looking at the list of people I've had on and it's like from Chelsea Handler to Amanda Knox to Cassie David to Nico Tortorella. Like there's so many different personalities coming on the show this year with different life experiences, and I just think it's fun to be able to switch it up, you know?
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that, because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy, I was so ready to get better and to better myself and understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Okay, so let's play this game. The game is Where Should We Begin? So the game has a bunch of cards, and let me read this. It says, in this game, there are no winners or losers. Everyone is on the same team. The intention is to come together around the magic of storytelling. Okay, so now I'm just going to pick up some random cards and like, let's just fucking answer some. Okay, number one, I'm particularly stubborn about... my sleep. I don't like when people fuck up my sleep. I don't like to be waking up early. Like, I need to get my sleep. When I didn't have a team of people that I now work with, like, I, when it was just on my schedule, I used to wake up at the, like, 10:30, 11 and like stay in bed super late. Now I regularly wake up around like 8. I go to bed around midnight, yes, unless there are those nights where I like cannot sleep and then I'm taking like a weed gummy and then another one and it's just not seeming to hit. I'm stressed about like the work week, then like maybe like 2 a.m. And so I started taking these weed gummies. I'll pop these weed gummies before I go to bed. And I actually got my mom on them and she's obsessed. And like every couple months, my mom is like, can you give me a refill? And I'll go and I'll stack up for her and I'll send her these weed gummies across the country. I don't know if that's legal, but don't care. She loves them and she's addicted to them now too. Not addicted, but you get it. And she loves them and they help because she had such a hard time going to sleep. And so I don't know if this is like good advice or not, but if you know anyone that has a really hard time sleeping, the weed gummies, it's like 5 milligrams to 10 or 15. You can like dose it out. Like, and it's literally, my mom said it's literally changed her sleep schedule and her ability to go to sleep. Like, she used to be up all night, crazy insomnia, and now she actually sleeps. My dad has a CPAP machine. I love you, Dad. My dad had like such bad snoring. My mom at one point in my child was like, Brian, if you do not get your snoring fixed, dude, that is what happened. My dad's snoring was so bad when I was younger. I had 2 twin beds in my room and my dad would come in and sleep in my room with me in the other twin bed. And that's when I went into school and I was like, my dad sleeps in my room in my bed with me, but I didn't mean it like that. And my teachers called my mom and were like, Mrs. Cooper, what's going on with your daughter? No, dad can sleep in my room. And I was trying to prove to my mom, like, you're a little bitch. Like, I can sleep with dad. Like, it doesn't even bother me. But I didn't mean sleep with dad. I just want to be in the same room with him as he was snoring. So moving forward, though, my dad got this machine and it's called this sleep pap machine. I don't know if my dad's going to care that I'm saying this, but we always will joke and call him Snorkel Boy. And every vacation we go on, he'll have to like bring it and set it up. And it literally looks like he's going scuba diving. And my mom, though, has gotten so addicted to sleeping next to him with it because it's kind of like a sound machine. He's literally hooked up headgear, like this shit is up his nose and his mouth, and like he can't like basically talk while it's in. Yeah, I don't know how I got on this topic. Love you, Dad. Honestly, if anyone has this snoring partner, the sleep pap machine is where it's fucking at. Anyways, how did we get here? I'm particularly stubborn about my dad's sleep pap machine. Like, what? That is the first. Okay, let's move on to the next. It's hard for me to say no to... It's hard for me to say... There's so many different ways I could say this. I would say it's hard for me to say no to the daddy gang. Like when I get a DM and you guys are like, we need you to do this, then it sticks with me and I'm like thinking about it. Oh my fuck, should I do it? Should I not? So it's hard for me to say no when you guys give me like a direction you want me to do something with the show. It's also hard for me to say no to Henry. And it's hard for me to say no. I would say that people also don't know that I am an extreme people pleaser. I am working on not being a people pleaser right now. Like, I'm working on that. Because I think in business, like, this has been my new venture. And I don't know if this is fucking interesting to anyone. But my entire career, I've been the talent and the creator. And then the, like, producer and editor. Also, I talk to my boyfriend about this a lot. Like, he is the head of his company, but he's also not the talent. So it's like a different, it's a very weird role that I'm trying to figure out how to do right now. I don't know if anyone would be interested in like hearing more about the behind the scenes of the business side of podcasting, but I love that Call Her Daddy has been something new and different. It's exciting and it's also very stressful. So having a company and then having partners with Spotify and Barstool with merchandise. And I'll tell you guys this too, like I pushed back my merchandise drop because I was really unhappy with the quality. And there was a lot of people, not on Barstool, there was just other people that were a part of it in manufacturing being like, this is great, let's put this out. And I'm like, no, I would not wear that. That's dog shit. Or that's also just like selling ourselves short and then just trying to like make money off of something I actually want to. I want to know I would wear this every single day. What happened was I pushed back production. It cost me like months of not making merch, but I didn't care because I was like, if I'm going to come out with it, I want it to be great. And I had a lot of people frustrated with me, but that's why I'm the one making the decisions, because you guys would have put that out. I wouldn't have. And so I'm learning all of this and have great people around me to help me. That is what I'm spending a lot of my time doing, on top of also podcasting and then running a company, which is really cool. Okay, I'm surprised I'm still alive after. Ooh, my driving's not great. I'm not bad. I'm just very like moving and grooving. Like what's on the radio? Like, ooh, look at that car. Like that's cute. And then it's like the road, Alex. So that's my surprise, I guess. If I could see into the future, I would want to know that I can have kids. Can't I go get tested for that? Maybe I will. And maybe I'll take you guys on that journey. Yeah, maybe I'll go get my fertility tested. I'm open about anything and I would be totally down if you guys would be interested if like I go and get that checked out and tell you guys about that experience and also that process. Because right now I actually literally don't even know how to do it. And so if I do research on it, and let me know if you guys would be interested in hearing about it and how to do it. I spend too much time on my phone, on getting spray tanned, getting my hair done. I guess spray tanned is literally 2 seconds of my life. Hair done. No, but hair makes me happy. I guess those things make me happy. The phone one. I spend too much fucking time on my phone. Doesn't make me happy. Boom. The thing I complain most about, I feel like I used to complain so much when I was younger. If it's like cold out, probably the cold, honestly. Now I'm realizing I complain when I'm cold. And when I used to play fucking soccer and it would be snowing and we'd have to be in our shorts, like, yeah, I'm fucking bitching about that. But I would say as of recent, I probably complain most about my period cramps. I know it's a fucking shitty answer, but like my period cramps have just been so fucking bad lately. And I recently went off birth control because my woman was like, the birth control you're on actually gives blood clots. We need to change you. And I'm like, okay. But the birth control that gave me blood clots, apparently my skin had cleared up for a while. Like I was not having cramps. And then I switched. And ever since I switched onto this new birth control, I've had the worst fucking periods. I was breaking out. And so I was in New York and I couldn't get a hold of my doctor. So I just fucking stopped taking birth control. And then now I don't know if I want to go back on it. I can't get an IUD. Everyone's always like, get an IUD. I can't get one. Because fun fact, I have vasovagal nerve, and I learned that because my mom has it too. And so my entire life I've passed out at needles and blood. So I know that if I had something, like two things. One, if I got an IUD, I could never ever live. Like, I wouldn't be able to know that that thing is inside of me, either in my vagina or in my arm. And then the second thing I could never get is a boob job, because the thought of having like feeling something inside of my skin, I don't even know how to describe it. Just look up fucking vasovagal nerve. And then I will say, the first time, guys, I got Botox in my forehead. I finally did it. I got Botox in my forehead. I did it when I was in New York. I was freaking the fuck out. The woman was like, you're going to be fine. It's a prick. And I didn't pass out, but I got lightheaded and they had to bring in like smelling salts because I thought I was going to pass out, but I didn't. So I don't even remember what the fucking question was, but that's that. So, okay. Oh, what I complain about most. Okay, next. I've always dreamt of being famous for... It was never going to be podcasting, baby. I was going to be the next Hannah Montana. I was going to come out with my album. What if I start taking singing lessons? Honestly, I don't hate that idea. It's a phone call from my boyfriend, but we're ignoring it. On to the next. Boxers or briefs? Briefs. Yeah. Boxers are for little boys. A boxer brief is great. Honestly, whatever makes you happy. I feel like I used to wear thongs all the time and now I'm more into like the cheekies. And I actually stopped giving a fuck if you see my panty lines. Like, I don't give a fuck. I can't believe I got away with. I would say to that, it's a no-brainer. It's no question. Having sole ownership of my IP. It still shocks me to this day that it was that easy to just wait and get it. Okay. My latest crush, I would say either Nico Tortorella or, I don't want to say Timothée Chalamet, but like, he is really fucking cute.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Good things come to those who wait. We've all heard that saying somewhere, okay? But sometimes I'm here to say, you got to just go after what you want instead of waiting around for it to happen. Because most of the time, I'm not going to lie, then you miss out, okay? Personally, I have had moments where I'm hustling to get something done at work, and I know I'm going to feel so much better than waiting around and waiting to see if someone's going to ask me to do it. I'm just going to do it myself. And that is why, Daddy Gang, if you want the best people for your company, the same applies. You have to go after it. You have to go after what you want. And thankfully, ZipRecruiter can help put the hustle in your hiring. And even better, you can try it free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter can find top talent for your role very fast. As soon as you post a job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology will go to work and you are going to find a qualified candidate immediately. So let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/daddy to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing. We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, daddy gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And daddy gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And the smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come up to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So daddy gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit MondayHairCare.com to find a stockist near you.
I'm feeling proud of, I would say, my sister. She, without giving much information, has been going through it. And I have never been so proud and also just like inspired by someone's strength in going through something that I've never personally experienced. Also proud of like my relationship with her. We've had like a very interesting relationship my entire life, and where we are at right now, like, I'm just so proud, and I know a lot of it is because of her, and she's incredible. And shout out Catherine, love you bitch. You better not be wearing one of my sweaters right now while you're listening to this. I'll fucking kill you. When I was young, I would spend hours daydreaming about working in the entertainment industry. How crazy is that? I hope you never find out about the time. Lauren McMullen would only know that. Shout out, Lauren, if you're listening to this. Me showing up when you were working at, what was it called? The pizza place. You were working at Marco's Pizza. It happened to me when I was in college. We were home on break. I was crying. I showed up to Mark. Oh my God, dude. I wish I could tell the story, but I'm not going to say what happened. But I am freaking the fuck out about something that happened to me. And Lauren is obviously my go-to person. And so Lauren is working, delivering pizzas. It was the summer. And I show up and I like screech around and I call Lauren. She's inside Marco's. I'm like, Lauren, come the fuck outside. I'm freaking the fuck out. And she's like, Alex, I have to go deliver this pizza. So I get out of my car, I park it, I run behind Marco's. Lauren is getting into her car and I jump in the passenger seat and I'm like, drive. And so Lauren starts delivering pizzas around Newtown, Pennsylvania, and I'm bawling my fucking eyes out. And Lauren's trying to like navigate dropping off pizzas while I'm, at the time, thought I was having a crisis of a lifetime, and it had to do with nudes, and it was just a whole thing. And maybe I'll eventually tell the story, but I'm not ready yet. So thank you, Lauren, shout out. That is the... Okay, I'm envious of people who don't have social media. I've been a poor friend too. I would say it goes back to my sister and I. Like, there were times where I know we both have felt guilty for not being there for each other. And I think that's also, it's an interesting like evolution of siblings, right? Like, you go through periods of time where like your sibling is your best friend. Everyone who has siblings gets this. You've got the one you're closest to, and then it can alternate. And I think for my sister and I, we have gone through times where we're not as close, and I'll be super close with my brother. And then as of recent, I'm super close with my sister. I talk about my relationship with my sister a lot in therapy, and I definitely feel like there are times where I wish I could have been a better friend. And she said the same to me. And so, because at the end of the day, my sister would be there for me over anything, especially as I've gotten older and how crazy this industry is and all of it. Like, my sister is my go-to. And so I do look back at the immaturity of us being like, oh, like you're this or you're that. And now it's cool to look back and be like, we can learn from that. But like, I never want to be distant from her again. Okay, last one. I need to let go of, what do I need to let go of? I would say like being embarrassed of my younger self. And for so long in my career, this is so fucking stupid, but like, I was so nervous for like my ugly pictures to come out and my ugly duckling phase. And that sounds so fucking dumb, but like, everyone's got that like insecurity that you like try to hide from someone. Like, people were literally going through my yearbook photos and like contacting people from my middle school to see if they could send them pictures from my yearbook. Imagine people doing that to your life. That is a negative that comes with so many positives in my job. But that, I think, was haunting me for a little bit. And I was so trying to like mitigate the damage and make sure like, and now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I would rather be busted back then and now like have my fucking glow up than be the person that like peaked in high school. And it's like, I'm still working on like self-acceptance and the way that I look. And that's one of the major things I work on in therapy, is just like body and image issues. But like, I think that past it, me obsessing that no one found those pictures, it's like, okay. And then they see them and then what? Like, I'm still the same person. Like, it doesn't change anything about me. If anything, it's like, come on, guys, I've been through the ringer. Okay. Ease up on the comments. Like, I've got seriously bullied when I was younger. And I'm now finding out in therapy why I act certain ways or why I have a tough shell. It's because of certain moments, points in my life that were just not fun. And now I'm like, I actually am happy. And I went to look back, although I feel bad for myself back then, I don't feel bad for myself now. Please stop looking for my yearbook photos and think about yourself and your yearbook photos and then fucking come back to me. All right, Daddy Gang, I hope you guys enjoyed this mini episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the game. I'm so excited. This week, someone that's very near and dear, not only to me, but to you, is coming back on the motherfucking show. Daddy Gang, Laren flew out to LA. I got that bitch on a plane. I said, get over here. Number one, let's just fucking hang out because I miss you. And number two, let's talk. Let's do a fucking pod together. I miss you, bitch. And so Laren is going to be on the episode this Wednesday because Laren deleted her social media, and you're going to hear all about why and what and all the fucking things. And then after that is Esther. So, Daddy Gang, you know the motherfucking drill. I will see you fuckers on Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy Gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month. So I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.
This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing. We're all sobbing, and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, Daddy Gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And Daddy Gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come out to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit mondayhaircare.com to find a stockist near you.